The church gives us the feast of these two apostles today, Philip and James. What does the word apostle mean? It means one who is sent. One who is sent by another. The apostles are sent into the world to proclaim the resurrection of Jesus and the salvation he's won for us. Now, sometimes you have individual apostles like St. Paul or St. Peter, but I love that in many times the church actually combines these apostles to be like a pair. So you've got Philip and James. You've got Simon and Jude, the apostles. And that's kind of cool because the Lord sent them out two by two in their ministry. The Lord also sends us out as brothers and sisters, as partners, as friends, not alone in how God sends us to be apostles in the world. So who are Philip and James? Well, in the first reading, St. Paul mentions James. There's two James, the apostles. There's James, the son of Zebedee, whose brother is John. He's called James the Greater. This is not the James. This is actually James the Lesser. What an unfortunate name, but very humble. James the Lesser, who was a cousin of Jesus. And he was really the first leader in the Jerusalem church after the resurrection. So Paul writes to the Corinthians and he says, "Listen, brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, what's been handed on to me, I hand on to you. That Jesus died for our sins, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day, that he appeared to Cephas," that's St. Peter, "and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 people at once. 500 people at once saw Jesus risen. They remembered that. And then St. Paul says, "And after that, he appeared to James." He appeared to James. Now, James had already seen Jesus risen. He saw him on Easter Day. But apparently, later on, he was given a very special individual moment with Jesus, who was with him and spoke to him. And then St. Paul says, "Then Jesus appeared to all the apostles, and last of all, he appeared to me." Of course, St. Paul met him on the road to Damascus. So that's James. He has this personal experience of meeting Jesus alive and risen from the dead. Then St. Philip, who's from Bethsaida, he's mentioned in the gospel where Jesus is at the Last Supper. He tells Thomas, "I'm the way, the truth, and the life." And he says that from now on, you know God the Father, and you've seen God the Father. Now, boys and girls, students, does God the Father have a physical body? No. God the Father is spirit. Only his son Jesus became incarnate and took on human flesh and took on a body. But God the Father is entirely spirit. He sent his son to take on flesh. But the Father is not flesh. So Jesus says, from now on, you know the Father and you've seen the Father. And Philip's like, "What do you mean I've seen the Father? Like, you've talked about him all the time. We've prayed to the Father, but what do you mean we've seen the Father?" And then Jesus responds with a beautiful question. So often Jesus responds to people with questions right away. Philip says, "Master, show us the Father." And Jesus says, "Have I been with you for so long a time and you still don't know me?" He's surprised by the question. He's like, "Philip, you've known me for 3 years. How can you say, show me the Father?" What Jesus means is that he is the perfect expression and image of God the Father. If you want to know who God our Father is, you just come to know Jesus. Jesus, one could say, his entire purpose in coming to earth was to reveal who the Father is and to share the Father's love with us. Philip's question allows Jesus to talk about this, that the Father lives in him, that he lives in the Father. The reason why Jesus can do such amazing miracles in the world is that the power of his Father flows through him, that they're one. They're one God, one life, one communion of the Holy Trinity with the Holy Spirit. And so when Jesus says, "Listen, after I go to the Father, you're going to do the amazing things I do and even more. I talked about this before at a Wednesday Mass. Jesus says, you're going to do even more amazing works than I do on this earth, of healings, and casting out demons, and giving good news to people, even raising the dead. That's the power of the Holy Spirit in you. All of you are gifted by the Holy Spirit in amazing ways. Why is it possible for us to do things even greater than the Lord did in his ministry on earth? Because Jesus is one with the Father, and now we are one with Jesus, and that means we are one also with the Father. It means you can know God the Father not just as a being or a transcendent supreme thing in the heavens, but you can know and live with God in this world as his daughter, as his son. You can say, Father, Dad, Abba, like Jesus did. We're all called to a close and loving and caring relationship with God our Father. Because now we're one with Jesus by our baptism and by our faith. That means we're one with the Father. And that also means that the same power of God that flowed through Jesus in his life now flows through you in this world. Why does Jesus say we'll do the works that he does and greater things than that? Because the power of our Father flows through us, his children. Wow. Wow, that's amazing. Friends, I think that many times we don't even understand what we have. Some of us don't even know that we have a loving Father who protects us and provides for us and loves us. God is our Father. And I think sometimes we don't even know the power that God has given us to do the works of Jesus in the world. That Jesus truly lives in me and I live in him. And when God invites me to be his apostle, to be sent into the world and to bring blessing and love and healing to other people, oh, I think we forget so much the power that's in us. Philip and James, they knew that power of love. They lived that power of love. It allowed them even to die for Jesus. Let's ask at this altar today that we would have this new experience of really being God's children and a new belief, a new conviction that we truly have the power of the Father within us to do the works of Jesus. To believe that truly, we too are called to be apostles.